Well, Russia's full-scale war in Ukraine has now been raging for more than 4 years, and the mental health toll on Ukrainians has been immense. Today, a group of 7 Ukrainian mental health specialists is visiting Canberra as part of a broader Australian visit, learning how to improve trauma support and rehabilitation for war veterans. Dr. Antonia Pushko is the head of the General Psychiatric Department at a mental health centre in Western Ukraine, and she's part of this delegation visiting Australia. And I'm delighted to say she's here with me in our Parliament House studio in Canberra. Antonia, what are you hoping to gather from this visit to Australia, speaking with experts in trauma and war in particular?
So I'm just one of the participants from the fellowship program, and we just had an expectation to gain more knowledge in a trauma-informed care for our patients, for both military and civilians who are still suffering from the war that is continuing.
What sort of cases are you seeing in your work, particularly with soldiers and or prisoners of war who've come back from captivity? This war has been grinding on. They've been at the front line for a lot of long time. What are you seeing?
Yeah, the thing that I have to mention is the war is not only 4 years. It started in 2014, and we have veterans from that period of time. We still have a big amount of military soldiers that are serving there, that are still serving in army, that need psychiatric help, special psychological support, and they are returning to serve in on a board line. Mm. One more thing, we also have a big traumatization of the civilians. Mm. We have just internally displaced personnel. It is about more than 4 million. You could just imagine from that occupied territories from to another districts of Ukraine. So this is a huge number.
Antonia, do you know how many psychiatrists there are in Ukraine to deal with all of this?
So if we are talking about the adult psychiatrists, this is an enough number. But if I will mention about the child psychiatry, we have just a huge problem. We have a gap in that thing. And now we are facing with the intra-generation trauma. So this is the thing that we need more child psychiatrists to cope with this problem. But if we are talking about the adult psychiatrists, there is also the thing that they are facing with the huge number of cases that we are now having.
One of the things that can often happen in war is what's known as moral injury, that people experience things, see things, are required to participate in things that go against their moral code, or some people wish they had taken a particular action and didn't. How much of that are you seeing when people feel a deep sense of moral responsibility for what's happening?
Yeah, it's just a huge problem. You can see me now smiling maybe, but I just have an emotion to cry, because this night it was a bombing of my native city, Ivano-Frankivsk, that you mentioned, because I'm from the western part of Ukraine. It is Ivano-Frankivsk, and just a bomb fall to the residential building. And this is a moral trauma of a civilians, because there were no military soldier there. And it was just in the day at about 12 o'clock. And this is a problem that rescue workers are facing with ambulance workers, because we have just a scheme from Russia that they are putting a bomb in one place. And after that, when the ambulance and rescue workers come, they put another one in that place.
Double.
So they just want to kill them, not to provide a special help for of such victims. So this is a real huge problem that is just continuing.
I can see in your eyes as we're talking, it's very emotional for you. How do you, as a psychiatrist and your colleagues, you're living in this environment as well. The soldiers are your relatives, your neighbours. How do you do all this?
So we have a big problem with a self-care, because we have just a pathological normalization of the feelings of anxiety, of fear, of even depressive symptoms. Because sometimes when a client comes to us and he is just saying, I have problems with sleep, we can say, I also, because I had an air alarm as you, but this is a pathological thing because it's not normal to not to sleep at night because of the air alarm. Mm. This is the thing that is always, and we could not provide a safe place for our patients just to provide psychiatric and psychosocial support for them. So you see, the main thing for a psychotherapy is to provide the first thing a safe place.
You can't do
it. And there is no safe place in the whole territory of Ukraine. On the west, on the east, on the south, we are all together with this problem because now we have a smaller Ukraine. Why? Because 19% of territory is occupied.